It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2. We're going to go to the Top 4 at 4, back at home base with Jake Lester. Jake, hit it.
What's up, Bear? Number one, San Francisco 49ers cornerback Richard Sherman said today that he will apologize to Baker Mayfield for wrongly saying that the Browns quarterback had refused to shake his hand before the coin toss on Monday Night Football. Sherman told NFL.com that the snub had fueled him during San Francisco's 31-3 win over the Browns, and video released on Tuesday, however, showed the two shaking hands at midfield. Sherman said he definitely deserves an apology, and that's my bad on that.
Richard Sherman, not like him to find himself in the midst of controversy.
Yeah, but I like him, man.
It's surprising.
He's got moxie.
It's hard to determine who to root for between him and Baker Mayfield.
I always root for Sherman, man.
Go ahead, Jake.
Number two, two Game 5s in the MLB postseason take place tonight with the Braves hosting the Cardinals at 5:02 on TBS. Then the deciding game between the Nationals and Dodgers in L.A. will go on at 8:37 on TBS as well.
Looking forward to it. Starting to have some folks trickle in here at Smoky Mountain Brewery. Coming on down and watch. We'll have it on here, I guess, first pitch right in an hour. Must-win situation for the Atlanta Braves.
Number three, College Football Week 7 kicks off tonight with the undefeated Appalachian State Mountaineers traveling to Louisiana to play the Raging Cajuns tonight at 8 on ESPN2. App State are 1.5-point underdogs, according to MyBookie.
Wait, we got football tonight?
Yep.
Southern Conference football? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll have that on, too, down here at Smoky Mountain Brewery.
We were talking about Maction.
All right.
Yesterday.
Love some Maction.
And number four, Rutgers quarterback McClain Carter is retiring from football due to medical reasons. Carter, a graduate transfer from Texas Tech who won Rutgers' starting quarterback job in training camp, posted a statement to his Twitter account last night about his decision. Carter started the Scarlet Knights' only win of the season, throwing for 340 yards and two touchdowns in a 48-21 victory over UMass on August 30th. He left Rutgers' second game, a 30-0 loss to Iowa, with a concussion and has not returned to action since then.
So we're thinking maybe that's Garantano's opening, huh, at Rutgers after the season.
Yeah, that's perfect timing.
All right. Thank you, Jake. Jake's Top 4 at 4 is brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. And speaking of Knoxville Smiles, pleased to be joined now here at Smoky Mountain Brewery by Dr. Stephen Malone from Knoxville Smiles. You've heard the commercials running this week. Dr. Malone, good to see you again. Thanks for stopping by and joining us here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, well, it's good to see you. And also thanks for your business here at Fan Run Radio. We're excited to partner up with you guys.
Yeah.
And the commercial that you guys are running, it cracks me up talking about the Vol fans gnashing their teeth here off to the season. That's something that, we hate to see, but you guys could help with that over at Knoxville Smiles.
Yeah, we got a lot of people grinding their teeth these days.
Unfortunately, right?
That's right.
Well, tell me a little bit about TMD, TMJ. I looked this up earlier this morning. I'm not going to try to pronounce
it. Right.
I know it's the joint. And
yeah, so if you use the word TMJ, it's kind of like saying I have knee. Okay, so there's bones and there's cartilage and there's fluids and there's muscles and there's all kinds of things. And trying to get a proper diagnosis of that problem is what people really need.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes they don't have TMJ problems. They've got muscle problems or they've got something that's truly in the joint. So what we try to do is try to get to the truth. Some people actually have an airway problem and they don't need a dentist at all. They need a pulmonologist and we try to get them to the right place. So if we can help with that, that's what we do.
And you guys can treat a variety of things at Knoxville Smiles.
Right,
you have
right.
a really impressive practice over there. It's
well,
a beautiful building, Ebenezer
yeah.
Road, right here
right,
West Knoxville.
And yeah, I've been in town for over 22 years, and I've been really blessed. This community's been great for me and my family and my team, and we want to thank everybody for supporting us over the years, and we try to do our best. We've got a great bunch of dentists in this town, so we feel fortunate that we've been able to be successful and serve people. So, if we can help, we do family practice. I do a lot of reconstructive dentistry. My partner, Dr. Costa, does some surgical stuff, and we've got a great bunch of specialists that we work with. Tomorrow I'm headed to Baltimore to be in a 10.5-hour surgery with one of my patients that I've been working with for a couple of years. And I've got a specialist up there that does some pretty special things. And he's had three of my patients. So we help people get all over the country. And I have some good connections because of the place I teach down in Florida. So, I feel like we can help a lot of people.
10.5 hours. That sounds pretty involved.
They're going to let me sit down for most of it, so I'm good.
Okay.
But I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures.
You won't be hunched over with the headlight lamp.
I'm the photographer. I get to go and watch this one because I've been trying to help this lady for a long time. So,
I mean, do you all get like lunch? I mean, how does lunch break work?
No, I'm not sure yet. They told me I'd get some breaks.
Might want to grab a bite before you show up.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, it's you were talking about Dr. Costa and. It's a full service, one-stop shop. I remember when I had my wisdom teeth taken out, 20 years ago or something at a dentist and I had to go to another place. And you guys can do all that right there at Knoxville Smiles.
Well, we can most things. Now, uh-huh. I'm not saying that we're specialists. We've got specialists that we work with daily. We've got great orthodontists, oral surgeons, root canal specialists. And they're the things that I feel like are best in the hands of a specialist. But when we feel like we can do it in-house, we will. And I think most people want that. And we work at that really hard to make sure that the things we do are at a high level. But if we can't do it correctly, we've got people to support us.
And one thing that you guys also focus on is, dental health can really affect your overall health.
Right.
And more than just your teeth.
Right. So the other day I was in the pulmonologist office talking to the entire team about sleep apnea and how we can support our patients and how we can refer back and forth. So fostering the relationships between all of the different specialties in medicine. We work real hard with ear, nose, and throat people and the emergency room doctors and everybody else trying to make sure that the patients get the best service.
And you said relationships, fostering relationships. I think that's what people want when whatever their fears about going to the dentist might be.
Right.
They just want somebody that they can trust, that they know will be there for them, not just for whatever the initial visit is, but for follow-up visits so that they can maintain health once they establish it.
Right. Well, I kind of feel like the whole idea of people wanting instant things and the way our society's running today, everything's about cheap, quick, and all that other stuff. I think that the pendulum's swinging back the other way and people were wanting that old-fashioned good service and relationships, and we're trying hard to have that along with modern technology and all the other things. It's not easy, but that's what we're trying to do.
What do you see most as far as needs from the community when people come to see you for the first time? What are the most common issues that you're seeing these days?
Most of my patients have been struggling with some kind of dental issue for a long time, and they need somebody to kind of play quarterback and figure out what the real problem is. And sometimes it's not a simple problem, and it takes a little while, and diagnosis is the biggest issue that people need. They need to know what their problems are, and they need somebody to just walk them through that and be their partner and trying to help them figure out what they need. And then we figure out what the plan is from there. And, I tell you what, in the day of soft drinks and high stress, there's a lot of people in trouble. And we have the ability today to get people's teeth back, and they don't just have to go to dentures, because a few decades ago, that was the plan. Save your teeth as long as you could till you went to dentures. That's what mom, dad had. That's what grandparents had. And we don't have to do that anymore. But it does mean we've got to do a few things to keep that from happening. So we work at that.
It's amazing reading some of the notes John sent me about the 3D technology and all the stuff that you guys can utilize. And it just makes me think back, what did they do 100 years ago? Well, they lost their teeth they got dentures.
That's
You're telling me that in the future you're going to see less of that because of what we know and what we can do to treat dental health today.
If you could get something three-dimensional picture instead of a two-dimensional picture, that's a lot more information. And we get to prevent things from happening more than we ever did. So when people, let's say somebody gets a sports injury and gets hit in the jaw, and 10 years later that joint looks horrible, okay? But it may be adapted pretty well and somebody's functioning pretty good, just like a knee that was damaged or anything else, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if we could take a 3D image of that and watch that deteriorate, we might be able to prevent something from happening before it gets there.
Excellent. Prevention is key in these things. So, Dr. Malone, we appreciate you coming down.
Thank you, guys.
Folks who might be driving around West Knoxville this afternoon listening to us talk, who maybe they haven't been to the dentist in a while, what would your message be to those folks from Knoxville Smiles?
Don't be scared. We have a lot of people that have ignored it because they've had bad experiences. Mm-hmm. And if they could just come in and let us try to meet them and walk them through the process of just feeling comfortable that it's okay, you've been away for a long time, we're just going to welcome you in and we'll figure it out together. We're not salespeople. We're just trying to help people out. There's plenty of stuff to do without inventing things they don't need.
Yeah.
And we can help them do that.
Well, and I'd imagine it's, if you have an issue, it's not going to go away on its own.
No,
as a matter of fact, it's going to get worse. So
That's right.
If you know that you're going to have to see a dentist, you might as well call Knoxville Smiles today.
Right. And I think that just knowing the truth and feeling comfortable you've got the right person helping you is the key.
Absolutely. Well,
so I got a quick question.
Bear's got a question. He's going to try and get some free dental advice here.
So if somebody's terrified, say, I've got a buddy of mine that's terrified to go to the dentist.
You might know someone.
You might know somebody. Asking for a friend.
Shut up, Russell. You all pick up on it and they come in just absolutely freaked out.
Sure. Yeah, I had a lady today that we just finished her treatment that was exactly like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I believe, because I've been a patient too.
Yeah.
I've had some bad things happen with me. So if you know the truth, though, and you trust the person that's helping you with that, that's 90% of it. It's the unknown laying there and not trusting what's going on and not knowing what's going to happen that makes it difficult.
Yeah.
And
the
I
other
think
thing
you,
that, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I found out this week, I was reading some out of family members in the hospital. I didn't realize how the health of your teeth is linked to cardiovascular health.
That's right. So if you've got inflammation and infections in your mouth, your body's fighting that 24/7, 365, and your heart and everything else is suffering from that. So if you have inflammation, we know we've tied that to more cholesterol buildup in the arteries and everything else over time. It is a chronic condition that can be helped.
I was told that you had a particular patient where you were able to look at just by seeing their gums that they were on the verge of a heart attack and they had to get.
Well, there were some other symptoms that went with that,
okay.
but we got them to a cardiologist and just, you know, you kind of get a sense that somebody's not healthy and you want to get them in the right place. And the cardiologist and we worked together to try to make sure that patient didn't have a major event. I think we helped. They didn't have it, so we don't know, but we think we helped.
Well, better safe than sorry.
Right.
Well,
right.
Dr. Stephen Malone here hanging out with us live at Smoky Mountain Brewery. Thanks again for coming down and really enjoy the commercial and looking forward to continuing to tell the Knoxville Smile story to our audience.
Yeah.
And we hope folks will, you know, if they're curious, they have an issue, pick up the phone and give them a call and can't hurt to find out what they have to offer.
Well, listen, guys, we are glad to be a part of it, and thanks for having us.
Thank you. Dr. Stephen Malone down here. You can check him out, KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
That's right.
And phone number for the office is?
539-1776.
539-1776. Give him a call. Dr. Malone, thanks one more time. A pleasure hanging out with you here
too.
For just a little bit, and we'll let you get out here and enjoy the scenery here at Smoky Mountain Brewery.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Dr. Stephen Malone, one more time this afternoon on The Drive. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come right back with your phone calls, 865-546-8200, your number to get on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. We're back with more right after this.
Yo, had enough of The Drive? I didn't think so. Welcome back.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues, Fox Sports Knoxville. Russell, Bear, and Trey back with you here live today at Smoky Mountain Brewery, where we are this afternoon. You can come out and see us here in Turkey Creek. We're right next to Calhoun's and the big Pinnacle Theater shopping haven of West Knoxville. Hope you're doing well this afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Dr. Malone, Knoxville Smiles, for stopping by here. Always good to see a sponsor live on location. And, you know, talking a little Tennessee football this afternoon. And the Vols back out on the practice field. Trey, you'll be getting set to go over there. No practice viewing today, but
for me, yeah.
But Coach Pruitt will speak.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here in about 20 minutes. Head over there. Coach Pruitt's going to hopefully update some injury status, but I'm sure they're going to be down Riley Locklear, and I'm sure they're going to be down.
It's a shame, too, because we still haven't started the same five offensive line combo in consecutive games this year. And I thought, considering who they're playing, I thought they did okay. Riley Locklear, you know, everybody looks at that first touchdown pass by Maurer, and I think he was off balance.
That was a nice push out.
Yeah, he was the guy that kind of, like, I don't know if that's textbook how you do it or not.
He did it on the Juwan play, too. He came around and blocked the defender coming off the corner. I thought he had a decent game. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but I thought he had a decent game. And so we'll get some injury status going forward. He expects Aubrey and Warren Burrell to play this weekend, but Aubrey's been dinged up. So is Burrell. He said that Locklear is going through protocol. This was on the teleconference this morning. We all know what that means, concussion protocol. But it was so weird, Russ. I was out there yesterday, dude, and they had Locklear out there in pads, in a helmet, just standing there watching. And he had his head down.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it.
It's kind of awkward. But my opinion was he had to pass something to be able to at least be on the field.
Be able to dress.
But I don't think he's going to play Saturday.
So what
would
they
risk it?
Would they go back to Calvert?
Yeah, they'd have to. He was out there yesterday.
But
he took that shot to the knee.
Well, there's that sequence at the end of the game where we had guys injured on like three or four plays in a row.
Yes.
Including Darnell Wright. I think that was the last one he
now,
had
Trey
with
Smith,
his hand.
Trey Smith looked like he got hit in the cranberries.
Uh-oh.
So
wow.
I was actually videoing when he got hurt, technically.
And was it a dirty play, Trey?
No, it wasn't dirty at all.
Oh.
He was pushing off, and then he let go of the guy, and then he just fell face down. Looked like he lost his balance. And when he did, he pretty slow to get up, but then he walked off on the field on his own.
Were we all kind of freaking out, like when he's lying there?
Yeah.
Like,
he lied there for a good 20 seconds.
After he's been down more than once this year. Every time, and you were right. Remember back in the summer you said, we're going to be holding our breath anytime he goes down.
It was, you know, but I think Locklear's out.
I don't know
how you can come back from that. Last weekend and play immediately.
Here's my question. Do you go back to the starting lineup they had against Florida where it's Darnell Wright at right guard and Calvert at right tackle? Because if you do that, you're switching two positions. I almost wonder if you would be better off leaving Darnell at right tackle and just switching one position.
Jameer dressed in practice yesterday.
He played guard some last year. Ryan Johnson could play any position on the line. I almost wonder if you're better off just minimizing the change up there.
It was a great sign to see Jameer back yesterday because that's the first time I've seen him in pads since knee scope.
Who do you feel like's the gimpiest between K-Ron and Darnell?
K-Ron. Because he's been battling injuries. And then he took that shot to the knee to end the game. And it wasn't on purpose or anything.
It just happens to those guys.
Hit.
Are they gonna, I mean, he's, I'm assuming he's all braced up now.
Yeah, he has two braces on a practice.
I'm surprised they don't just put those guys in just prophylactically. Russell, that's a good
what?
One.
What?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Prophylactically?
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
What?
Preventative? Is that what you meant to say?
No.
Prophylactically?
Yeah.
Like, that's, doesn't that
have to?
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
How about the Braves thing tonight? They're not allowing any of the foam tomahawks in the stands.
No.
I promise. Here's the statement
really?
From the Braves.
They're caving.
No foam tomahawks in seats here for Game 5. Man. Braves are reportedly reconsidering an in-game chop activities.
Because of one guy.
After Ryan Helsley's comments that the chant was disappointment and disrespectful to his Cherokee heritage.
Oh man!
Okay.
Did he just purposely take the crowd out of
one guy? You know, the tomahawk chop has been controversial for 30 years,
and they've been doing it every game for 30 years because of one guy
because he is Cherokee.
Right.
They've got they've just got a cave to him.
So no foam chuck tomahawks in the stands tonight.
Speaking of controversial topics, you guys talked about this China NBA thing at
they
all?
They did yesterday when I was going a little bit.
Davey Hudson and Jake Lester broke down the Chinese hegemony and Far Eastern political and civil unrest.
The Chinese what? Hegemony. Are you just making up words?
I don't make up words like you two knuckleheads.
No, of course not.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yes. Unlike you guys, I don't talk in a fake British accent like Trey.
Right, okay.
And I did not go to West like you, okay?
Okay,
so and yes, I did use that other word correctly, and no, it wasn't. Just because you and Trey are stuck in eighth grade.
Bear gets a new phone, all of a sudden new words start coming out. No,
they've always been there. I just, you know. You get
real life Siri over here.
We talked about it for like 15 minutes. It was, you know.
Pretty much we're playing chicken with the Chinese government right now, the NBA is. We're playing chicken. Well, who's going to leave first? Are they going to cancel it first, or is the NBA going to just leave first?
The NBA has to, man. I mean, they've painted themselves into a corner. I realize they're going to lose a lot of money here, but you can't be one of the three major sports leagues in this country and side with communist China over democracy. Like, you just can't. You can't do that. You can't take that position. And, like, the media is not going to let this go. So
Did you think Morley's tweet was insensitive?
No,
because I thought it was right. I thought it was spot on. I mean, all he did was put a screen grab.
How could insensitive to who? A tyrannical communist dictatorship? Like I don't know, man. It's so amazing. And what's so funny is I don't know if you guys watch South Park. I just was randomly watching it last week, and the entire episode was about.
Yeah,
like American corporate interests selling out their ideals to go make a couple of bucks selling to the billions and billions. I don't know if it's billions and billions, but the most populated country.
It's over 500 million.
A lot of people.
Dollar than a billion people. I mean, look at that. Here's the thing that bothers me about it. It's that everybody is now. I mean, yet James Harden come out and apologize. I don't even think he knew what he was apologizing for.
Yeah. That's fair.
And he didn't. Because he got up there and said, we apologize. We didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. Pretty much all he said.
Well,
but then the fact that we've
worried
got,
about hurting China's
we got
feelings?
Our star players over there in China. Like, just get them out. Just get LeBron James out. They're going to try to arrest him.
They're going to try to arrest him?
Get him out.
They're going to try to arrest him? Wait, if they arrested...
Do you remember the last big thing that happened overseas with a basketball player? Do you remember that when... was it LaMelo or the other one?
Oh, yeah.
Half the damn UCLA team got caught shoplifting.
Yeah, they were not
there.
Allowed to leave the country. Finally, UCLA left but had to leave two of the players behind.
If they imprisoned LeBron James, we would have to go get him, right? We'd have to be World War III over LeBron. Who would have thought?
Yeah, we got to go get LeBron. I mean, is anybody good for the Nets that are worried about, or we just leave them there?
Goodness. I can't believe that. I mean, 2019, unbelievable.
And then the Nets owner – who owns an outfit store, a gear store, NBA gears and all that, whatever. He sells jerseys, stuff like that. He owns a website. Well, all of a sudden, he pulls all the Rockets jerseys off his website in the country and in China. The Nets owner. He's like, oh, well, screw the Rockets. I'm not going to sell their stuff. I'm going to yank their stuff off. I'm going to try to get on the side of them.
He don't want to get in trouble with the
yeah,
state.
Yeah, I don't. James Harden and Russell Westbrook were easy targets in this. Like, I get they didn't go to – Russell Westbrook was at UCLA for 1 year. They didn't go to – I don't know where Harden went. They didn't go to school to major in, you know, world. But, like, even a – all you got to do is go to Google and take a cursory glance at 20th century history to realize that, you know, there's a right side and a wrong side here. And, by the way, even, like – you live in America. You play for the Rockets. Like, you can't. I don't know, man. It seems like an awful position for the NBA to stake out. But they're just going to try and let this blow over.
No. See, the problem is Chinese television is taking the NBA off. So they have a contract. They have a $500 million contract. I forgot the Chinese. It's called tenants or something like that.
Yeah.
They said they're not airing any more NBA games. till they get this resolved. Well, the problem is the Lakers and the Nets are supposed to be playing on that television over there in China tomorrow and over the weekend, and they're not going to air the games. Now they're talking about if they play, they just play in an empty arena.
They might even go, and they just need to cancel the
and
damn games.
ESPN has sent their whole NBA crew. They're doing their get-up shows, everything, from China.
Their get-up show? What's a get-up show?
It's a show in the mornings they do called Get Up.
Oh.
So I'm saying it's put it all in a weird spot, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go over there.
Adam Silver needs to say, hey, we appreciate it. We're sorry this got out of control, but we're leaving, and we'll try to mend these fences somehow, but we're getting out. We're not going to take any more PR hits while we're still sitting here.
You have to, right? I mean, I realize that's probably just an unfathomable amount of money that they're leaving on the table, but I just can't believe that, like, this isn't obvious. Like, to me, like, if just about any other sport or company, you know, sided with them
right
over us in this type of issue, like, that would be it for that entire brand, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be torpedoed. Maybe the NBA is so woke that's cool with that. I like the NBA, man. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not going to be watching the preseason games or anything like that, but I'll watch the NBA playoffs and the finals and love basketball and everything like that. But
I'll watch it a lot more because of Grant and Admiral this year and Bone. There'll be at times I do.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you see the tweet with them in their NBA jerseys?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's pretty cool seeing that.
So
Grant Williams, number 12.
He had played 18 minutes the other night, had 9 rebounds, 5 points. He did have 5 personal fouls, but he did have 3 blocks.
Mm. Speaking of basketball, Dakota on Twitter says, can you talk a little b-ball and talk about how some of the new guys like Plasevich looked? We will hit on that coming up after the break. We'll also get back to these phone lines, 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
Now back to the sports show that doesn't just hang up and listen. The Drive.
Knoxville, The Drive continues live here this afternoon at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. Come on out and join us here. We'd love to see you today as it is $6 Burger Day here at Smoky Mountain Brewery. And the Malone family here from Knoxville Smiles is hanging out and having something to eat. If you want to come by and hang out with them, join them. We got a couple of other folks, I understand, headed out to see us here today as well as we reach the halfway point of the show. This afternoon, 865-546-8200 is always your number to hop on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. Real quickly, before we go back to the phones, let's hit on the question from Dakota. Basketball, I know they haven't had a ton of open practice yet, but specifically on Plasevich.
Open.
Like he has looked, I won't say phenomenal, but just the size. We have not had a player as big as Uroš Plasevich. I mean,
he looks good, and he looks like he can control the paint and also get on the block and make things work with his hook shot as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how skilled he is or athletic he is or anything like that, but I did not realize how big he was. 7'1", 260 yeah. pounds.
Every bit of it.
According to
he's
the
ripped.
Website. Yeah, and you see him standing next to our other big man, and he dwarfs. You know, I mean, Fulkerson is a long guy,
yeah.
6'10". Pember is a long guy. We've got some size on that roster, but, like, he is
That's
he
how
is
big
huge.
He is for next season. I mean, this season. That's why you need him. If you need him, that's 3 to 4 more wins than you would get on the year. With him alone.
Wow.
Yeah. Because just think of the ability. They're going to have Josiah James, Bowden, and Turner out the point, okay? Then you're going to have the ability to throw down the Pons in the 4 if you need to and put Uroš at the 5. So you've got room to be able to run your full offense. Because if not, who do you put down there with Pons? You're going to start Fulkerson.
Why are we assuming Pons is in the starting lineup?
I think Pons would be in the four just because of his athletic ability on defense. I've heard he's tempered up his shot, too. Okay. Who else are you going to put in there?
Yeah, I don't know. Robinson Kamwa.
He could, yes. He's been playing good.
Like, I think he's going to play a lot this year. Fulkerson, you know, here's the thing. If Plasvich doesn't get eligible, then I think Fulkerson is probably going to play a lot of time at the five. He's going to play a lot anyway. If Plasvich is eligible, then perhaps he starts at the five. Maybe you play Fulkerson at the four, and you have some real length to go along with the three guards. There's a lot of different ways you could slice it up if you're Rick Barnes.
Well, like Rick Barnes said, he's not changing the offense. His offense is going to stay the same. Nothing's going to change about it. That's what he told us last week. And you kind of see that. I think you're going to see more guard-oriented just because of who they have in the lineup. I think it would be smart.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. With the lineup that Tennessee has, it would be interesting to see an up-and-down kind of our offense Arkansas runs with the type of guys that Tennessee has. But the way that Lamonte Turner plays the ball and Jordan Bowden, you know they're gonna slow it down a little bit and pass it around, wait for the open shot, run that motion offense. So that's why I think it's so big if Euros. But if not, Tennessee does have players that can fill that spot, but it's going to take a couple of them to fill just what I said. And this is not like any like a 7'1" guy that's 205 pounds. The guy's got some bulk to him. He's physical.
That's why I'm – You know, always a little bit hesitant to – I'm going to reserve judgment until, you know, we see him in an actual game and against a decent team.
Because he'll be able to play in the – well, okay.
He passes the eye test for sure.
Would he be able to play in the exhibition?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think so.
Yeah, he can play in the exhibition, can't play in the real game.
I think so.
Eastern New Mexico.
Well, I just hope it's not a thing that drags on forever and becomes a huge distraction.
Barnes said he thinks he's found out in three weeks.
Okay.
That's when the season starts, isn't it?
Season starts October 30th. So right before,
yeah.
I guess you could say.
What do you guys think, speaking of basketball issues, we talked about the NBA in China. We talked about the Vols. What is Kansas doing?
I don't know. I just saw that up there.
Dripping money
on one of the TVs. Snoop Dogg's apparently come out with a statement.
Have they? That's always helpful.
When Snoop starts talking,
he just said they had to cover.
Speaking
it up.
Of 2019 stories, just presented without context. Snoop Dogg's come out with a statement is a pretty strong sentence to be uttered on sports radio. Has Kansas just gone rogue? Have they just decided? You know what?
I mean, hell, it's Jeff Long. I mean, Jeff Long, he was at that's Arkansas Jeff Long, right?
Yeah.
How does he keep ending up dealing with just crap fest?
Because he puts himself in the situation.
I mean, he dealt with the Bobby Petrino stuff, and now he's dealing with this.
But don't we think he probably handled the Petrino stuff about as well as you can? Like, I always thought he was a good AD.
Yeah. I mean, everything I've ever read, he's a heck of a guy.
Just seems like stuff follows him, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you wonder that if it's just the nature of the beast.
He made a good hire with Les Miles at Kansas.
You know, I thought he's already had some trouble.
Fired his OC.
He won
in Boston College. I mean, he's definitely injected some life into a previously moribund program.
Yeah.
I don't know that, you know, he's gets them to back to where Mangino had them, you know, a decade ago.
Playing in the Orange Bowl.
Is that guy still alive?
Yeah.
Think so.
Mangino?
Yeah. Yep. He's still alive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Staying alive, man.
Staying alive. Look who walked in.
Him and Charlie still alive.
The Lenore City Bulldog.
Newest member of the drive.
Yep.
He's affiliated now.
He just walks up to the table, too, and you fill in a couple of days. You think you just hop on here and start yapping into a microphone.
This guy did 8 hours on Monday.
Eight hours?
Yes. He did three shows on Monday.
Well, I understand, too, why you would come out if they put you in makeup earlier today. I understand why you might be looking for somebody else.
Dang it. Why am I the last person? I was the most excited for it.
Now you can still go see it, Trey. It's okay.
It.
Like,
I'd really want to see it. I started watching the first 5 minutes last night, pirated.
Well, why don't you just blow off the Pruitt press conference? No. He's not going to say anything interesting. You're right next to Pinnacle Theater. Just go over there and watch the movie.
I don't want to go alone.
You can go right now.
I don't want to go alone.
Why not? Why won't you go see a movie by yourself?
I love going to movies by myself.
This type of movie, I'd like to go with somebody.
Why?
It's not a date movie, Trey.
Oh, it's not. I'm not talking about a date
movie. Who do you want to go with?
Are you scared of pictures up on the screen?
No, not scared.
Wait. Who do you want to go with?
I don't know. Somebody from the station would want to go.
No. Kind of.
Probably
Trey wants a friend.
Jake?
I'd go, but I'm
already look, I've got enough friends. I'm just saying somebody that's into these type movies.
You're going to pull them. My wife is out of town. This would be the perfect time for like a guy's night out. I saw it like two nights ago, though, man. I'm not go to see the same movie twice. Kind of guy. It was good, but it's not
literally,
that good.
You're not paid to go see the movie
10:30,
twice.
It was 10:30 last night, and I started watching the first 5 minutes. It was just pitch black. And I was like, nope, not doing it tonight. This is starting off weird. I want to see this in the theaters.
Yeah, Joker, kind of a scary guy. He's got some issues.
I know, and this is one I've been really looking forward to seeing, this movie. Like, really looking forward to.
A friend of mine asked me today as we were talking about it, and he said that, you know, he's my age. I went to high school with this guy. He said he's got two young sons, like 4 and 7, and of course they're all into superheroes because that's, you know, they're at that perfect age, and they love Batman and Superman, all this stuff. And he was like, I know it's wrong, but I kind of want to take him to see it.
No.
And he said, do you think it's okay? And I'm like, well, like, the thing I asked, because it's kind of, to me, it was like a cross between Taxi Driver and the movie Network, together with a couple of 70s
Sandra
references.
Bullock.
Well, it's based on the, it was a Joker story. I can't remember which comic book. I read an article.
The Killing
about
Joke.
Yeah, and like the 70s.
Anyway, I was like, no, man, because it's not an action movie. It's not like explosions and bodies flying around
it's
and rescues.
Drama.
Yeah, it's like this dark, disturbing character study.
Why do you keep saying character study?
I don't know. It's
No. I'm interested in that's how the movie goes. That's why I asked the question.
You
know,
what are some other good character studies? Was Braveheart a character study?
The Patriot?
Not really.
No. It was a big, dumb Hollywood blockbuster.
The Patriot?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
I watched it and enjoyed it, Trey. It's still a big, you know, big budget. Our big dumb Hollywood blockbuster.
It's the American Braveheart.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That was not a character study.
I guess you could say Heath Ledger's version of the Joker was a a character study.
Jake Lester says Forrest Gump was a character study.
Oh my god.
Jake Lester's a known dullard.
If only we had some sort of machine that allowed us to look things up here and see.
Most of Joaquin Phoenix's roles are character studies.
You type in character study, the first three things that come up are about the Joker.
Yeah.
Is it the Joker or just Joker? It's just Joker, right?
Joker.
Yeah. Citizen Kane, character study.
Good point. Okay.
Taxi Driver.
How long do you think it takes Phoenix to get
Ooh, Raging Bull. Great character study.
Never seen it.
You never seen Raging Bull? You need to go see it, man.
I just watched Piece Burl Durham last year.
Yeah.
The original Rocky.
Yeah. Good character study.
How long do you think it takes these guys to, like, for just start feeling normal again?
I mean, he lost 56 pounds.
I was just talking about the mental aspect of it.
Oh, well, he's never going to get back to
Never?
No, I'm just saying, have you seen the roles that he's played the last couple of years? I think he's kind of...
I mean, he's always kind of...
I mean, his last movie was him talking to a cell phone for 2.5 hours. Started dating a voice over a phone.
Very underrated. Joaquin Phoenix.
Absolutely.
Fine actor.
Walk the Line.
Ooh. I was just thinking Gladiator is the first thing that comes to my mind.
Walk the Line. Yeah.
Thumbs down. All right, stay with us, folks. The Drive rages on. We're live this afternoon, Smoky Mountain Brewery. Folks, don't forget, the CDC in Atlanta predicting a worse-than-usual flu season. It could get bad. Could get bad up there. You need to make sure you're vaccinated. Get your flu shot at National Rx. They accept most insurance plans. Remember, the flu, highly contagious, and infants and the elderly
are highly susceptible. It's not just about you, folks. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting your flu shot at National RX, 11134 Kingston Pike in Farragut, right next to Wendy's, online at nationalrx.com. Quick timeout. The drive continues after this.
You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Bets in, folks. My bookie, if you've got you want to get your bets in for the baseball game tonight, my bookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. Check them out online, mybookie.ag. Still got that $1,000 first deposit sign-up bonus.
It's still going on. Well, still going on. And then tonight, we've got the Sun Belt Conference, baby. And you know what, though? These are actually Appalachian State's undefeated.
They are. We talked about this.
Yeah, Monday.
They're undefeated, and they've got a win over North Carolina, and they'll have a chance to beat South Carolina.
Yep. This is Appalachian State's a team that's making some noise right now. They could beat Louisiana Lafayette tonight, Billy Napier.
Like, they put their name in the Group of Five conversation. That's a program that's been on the rise for a while now.
Satterfield got him to a good place. He went and took that Louisville job, but he left him in a good place.
Yeah, and that's a great job. Like,
it's a good job.
And somebody's going to hire Eli Drinkwitz?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to hire him.
Just wasn't going to be us 2 years ago. We probably should have. Probably should have hired Satterfield.
No, because he might work out. He might not. You don't know, because he walks into a situation at Appy State where he doesn't have to build anything.
Right. No, Satterfield had already built it.
He's handed the keys to a Ferrari. So somebody's going to hire him, and they might, you know, he might be good. He might not. But I don't look at whether or not he's successful at Appalachian State as any great indicator.
Especially in that conference, too. Sunbelt.
So,
or my Jaguars suck.
If I could go back 2 years and give you guys Satterfield,
oh gosh,
instead of Pruitt, would you take it? Because he's got that dumpster fire up there at Louisville, and he's probably going to get them into a bowl game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have to say yeah, but
he's a head coach that's, you know, was somewhere where there wasn't.
He runs that Butch Jones spread offense that.
It's not even about that anymore for me. I mean, everybody runs a spread with some elements of.
Is your position at all softening on Butch Jones as Pruitt?
No.
I don't think it
ever will. No. He did.
Mine is a little bit.
Bro, he had numerous pros.
Yeah.
And he had a playoff team in 15. That was a playoff-level team.
I'll tell you how interesting
it is.
He
won 9 games.
Yeah.
And he should have won 11 or 12.
I'll tell you about his reputation. We walked in yesterday. We were visiting with the players. They were talking. And all of a sudden, like, two people started making jokes about his press conference when Shy Tuttle fell on the helmet. That's how prevalent he is.
And that's, but
in
that's
a sense
the
of
thing.
Of embarrassment.
If he had just been able to handle himself in front of a microphone a little bit better, connect more with the media and fans, and not sound like a robot all the time, and then not say silly stuff like Shy Tuttle fell in a helmet, we're champions of life, five-star hearts. If he hadn't done that, man, like, I think he would have gotten the benefit of the doubt, and maybe he gets a do-over on the Larry Scott disaster. Maybe he gets Adrian Martinez in there with a better coordinator, and he can hold on. I don't know. Yeah, he Butch Jones is a known dullard, but
be kind.
I just can't believe that we're where we are this early in Jeremy Pruitt's tenure here, not even halfway through year two, and we're already comparing him to the last two guys.
I mean, his record at the same point is worse than Butch's.
He's got a long way to go to catch Butch Jones.
I think it's unfair to try to judge him this quick, because Butch left him with absolutely nothing besides four or five players.
They lost to Georgia State, man. Everything's on the table now.
We'll pick up on that coming up, hour number three.
Well, Butch Jones should have lost to Appalachian State if it wasn't for Jalen Hurd.
He got the win. Okay. And if Pruitt had gotten the win, we're not sitting here having this conversation, man. Stay with us. It's hour number three of The Drive coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.